Today, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case of interest to just about every student and parent in the U.S. At issue is whether a school district in rural Oklahoma violated students' constitutional rights when it subjected them to drug testing before letting them participate in extracurricular activities. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In 1995, the Supreme Court, in a case from Vernonia, Oregon, upheld drug testing as a condition of students participating in athletics. But the court limited its decision, saying that the testing was justified because the school was experiencing a drug epidemic in which athletes were the leaders of a drug culture and because athletes were at increased risk of injury if they were using drugs. Today's case involved a school district in Tecumseh, Oklahoma, that had a much broader drug testing program that applied to all students participating in competitive extracurricular activities. And yet the school district, by its own account, did not have a major drug problem. The testing was challenged by Lindsay Earls, a former student at the high school, who when she brought suit was the captain of the academic team and a member of the school choir. Enrolled now at Dartmouth College, she was at the Supreme Court today.
Just because we're students, that doesn't mean we're not still citizens of the United States. And we still have the same constitutional rights.
But others were on the steps, too, the mothers of youngsters from around the country who died from taking drugs. One mother held up a picture of her daughter.
Perhaps if there was school testing when my daughter was in school, I wouldn't even be here today.
Inside the courtroom, it quickly became clear that this will be a divisive issue for the court, with a likely outcome of 5-4, and Justice Stephen Breyer, appearing supportive of drug testing, likely to cast the deciding vote. Justices O'Connor and Souter, who dissented from the Vernonia ruling in 1995, were even more scornful of Tecumseh's testing as unjustified. Justice O'Connor, this policy covers more students than Vernonia with less evidence of drug use. Justice Souter, the school district filed reports with the federal government year after year saying there was no problem there. Were they lying? And when the district did test, Souter noted, it found only 3 students tested positive out of 505. Justice Ginsburg, in Vernonia, there was a demonstrated problem with the athletes, but here, the chairman of the school board testified that drug use is more of a problem with kids who don't participate in extracurricular activities. Linda Mioli, representing the school board, responded, "We've never said that students in extracurricular activities are the most likely to use drugs." Justice Souter, "So isn't there an equally good argument for testing everyone?" Answer, "There is." Chiming in to support the drug testing was Deputy Solicitor General Paul Clement, representing the Bush administration. Justice Kennedy, supposing we had hard evidence that it is the students who do not participate in extracurricular activities that are the drug users. Answer, it would still be appropriate to test the extracurricular students. Justice O'Connor, her voice rising, we had a brief filed by the American Pediatric Association telling us that that is counterproductive, that these are the students less likely to be involved in drugs. It just seems so odd to penalize those students. Justice Stevens, would a school-wide program be constitutional? Answer, yes, but in this case, they've agreed to the testing. Justice Souter, the only reason they agreed was because otherwise they'd never get into a decent college. Arguing the other side of the case on behalf of Lindsay Earls, lawyer Graham Boyd of the ACLU contended that the Constitution bars blanket suspicionless searches unless there are special safety or other needs. This school system, he noted, had no evidence of a serious drug problem. Justice Kennedy, it seems to me if a school has a better than average record, it's entitled to keep it that way. They don't have to wait for a crisis. Answer, this is a school that already has cameras and guards in the halls, drug dogs and locker searches. And in all the years, it has still found drugs only twice. Justice Breyer, well, of course not. Nobody would be that stupid. The school board would do what I would do, ask my kids. Why, if I voted to uphold the Vernonia drug testing, would I not do that in this case when there's not a millimeter of light between the two? There is, protested lawyer Boyd. In Vernonia, there was a drug epidemic. Teachers were quitting, and there was a risk of death if athletes used drugs. Justice Scalia, we're talking about minors. You can keep them imprisoned if they don't do their homework. We're trying to train and mold them. Justice Kennedy, if you had 2 schools, one where you didn't have to be tested, the school for druggies, and one where you did, then would it be all right for your client to go to the druggie school? Answer, no. Justice Kennedy, why? Because no parent, except perhaps the parents of your client, would want their children to go to such a school. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.